Back here on AM 1450 KETE, Afternoons with Aaron, and of course our normal Wednesday guest. We did not get a chance to talk with him last week, but he's back with us. Zach Luther, the head coach of the Albert Lea boys soccer team. And Zach, thank you so much for the time and a good afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again. Sorry about last week. Ended up having to cover for a teacher's prep or for subbing during my prep. So, yep, back on now.
Are you saying that teachers are busy?
just a little bit. You know, we find ourselves with quite a bit going on this time of year.
Absolutely. Now, Zach, before we recap the last couple of games, how has the homecoming week been there at the school?
You know what? It's definitely nice to have it back after missing it last year. You know, seeing some of the spirit in the hallways. We got a bunch of decorations up here at the high school, and a number of kids have been participating in some of the dress-up days. So that's been pretty fun. So far, I'd say pretty good.
So what was the dress-up day today?
Today it was dress like you were in middle school day. So
dress like you were in middle school.
Dress like you were in middle school. So the kids are, you know, running around in a bunch of the – kind of funny. Like some of them haven't been out of school too long or middle school too long. So they don't look a ton different. But others, it's kind of funny to see some of the little trends that have gone by the wayside over the last few years.
And Zach, offhand, do you know what the dress-up day is for tomorrow? And I assume Friday is probably a Tiger Pride Day?
Yep, so tomorrow's class color day, so each class has an assigned color for their grade, and then, yep, you're right, Friday is cherry and blue.
Very cool. So homecoming week going on, a coronation coming up on Friday afternoon, and a happy homecoming to everyone in the Albert Lea School District. And Zach, let's talk some soccer, and let's take it from a Saturday. You had a home matchup against Fairmont, a 7-2 loss to Fairmont. Is this the first or second time you guys had seen the Cardinals this year?
So this is the first official time we saw them in a scrimmage preseason, but those are shortened games where teams are kind of mixing players around, and Fairmont still uses those as a bit of a tryout. So, you know, it's the first time we've seen a full-strength Fairmont team this year.
Well, give us a recap. A 7-2 loss to a Fairmont. Give us your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, so, you know, this is one kind of a little bit disappointing for us because, you know, on paper, Fairmont's a team that we really should have been a little bit more competitive with, in my mind. And, you know, we did some film study Monday when we were stuck inside due to the weather. And, you know, we just circle a couple of plays that put us down 2-0 early that, you know, completely changes the game. We went from having a, you know, pretty dangerous scoring opportunity to, you know, 15 seconds later giving up a goal on just a tough counterattack play that, you know, instead of being, you know, possibly getting a shot going up 1-0, we were down 1-0 and just behind the eight ball early. And, you know, things just kind of took a turn for the worse there, and unfortunately we really didn't snap out of it until we were down 4 goals and we finally put one in the net. So a little disappointing, but, you know, we learned something from it. You know, some guys were able to own up to some, you know, mistakes they see themselves making and are conscious of, and they realize, you know, how what seems like an insignificant play on the field actually ends up really hurting us. And, you know, hopefully we can get some growth there.
Zach, do you remember offhand who had the 2 goals for the Tigers?
John Amorosa scored the first goal for us. That was his first goal for the varsity team. Ball was played high into the box, kind of bounced around, and he made a great, you know, he recognized, ran from about 20 yards in to, you know, challenge for a possible loose ball, and he was in the right place at the right time and made a nice little finish. And second goal was Joseph Yoon, who had a pretty nice shot that he struck over the goalkeeper's head from about, you know, 20, 25 yards out.
7-2 loss to Fairmont on Saturday. Again, Zach Luther, head coach, Albert Lea boys soccer team with us here on KATE. And let's talk about what happened on Tuesday night, which would have been a last night against Mankato West. The Mankato schools always have very good soccer teams. A 7-0 loss to the Scarlets. Give us your thoughts on last night's game.
Yeah, one thing that I mean, it was just 'cause crazy, you know, we walk up to the field yesterday as we're getting ready to go warm up, and one thing I will say right away is that we noticed is, like, well, that Mankato West team, it's so much height, you know. We're used to Owatonna having some size, but, I mean, the entire Mankato West team, it seemed like, was over 6 feet tall, which, you know, isn't the most common to see in a full 11-person starting lineup in soccer. So, you know, they got some pretty physically gifted players there that, you know, my team is one thing that totally beyond our control, but we have a deficit in the height department sometimes. So that can be a negative at times. both, you know, a little intimidating, but also if the team knows how to use their body well and get around you and keep you off the ball, they're pretty good at it. And that Mankato team definitely had some speed and used their size to their advantage. But, you know, it's unfortunate, and it seems to have been kind of our calling card all year is, you know, we gave up probably three goals that West really, truly worked very hard. You know, they downright beat us. And, you know, the other four goals, they scored them, so that's a credit to them. But we just continue to make a couple of mistakes that we beat ourselves. And we had a couple guys missing from the starting lineup yesterday that were, you know, just couldn't make it to the game out of school. And, you know, guys are shuffling around, and it just shows when someone's not used to playing in a position that, you know, you leave someone open, they're going to make us pay for it. So,
again, 7-0 loss to a Mankato West on the road for our Tiger soccer team. And Zach, do you know offhand where the record sits now?
Ours or theirs?
Yours.
Mine? Yep. So we're 2-7 right now.
So 2-7 on the season, a couple of games coming up this week, and including tomorrow. If you're looking for something to do on a Thursday night, get out to the Gus. Northfield comes to town for a 7 o'clock game. And, Zach, I would assume this is kind of considered like your homecoming soccer game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you know, our home game during homecoming week, I guess that's as close to a home soccer game as or a homecoming game as we get, yep.
So what do you know about Northfield?
So, you know, to be honest, not a lot this year. They've been kind of up and down all over the board. They've, you know, beaten some teams that are pretty good. I mean, they beat Rochester Century this year, but they've also, you know, lost a number of games to, you know, they lost to Austin. They've lost to East and West. So, last year, Northfield had an incredible team, but they had, you know, 17 or 18 seniors. So, it's a completely different looking Northfield team from everything I've heard that, you know, so kind of an unknown, a little bit of a question mark there going into this one.
So 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Northfield in town. Get out there and cheer on the Albert Lea boys soccer team at the Gus. And, Zach, before we let you go, a road trip to a Worthington on Saturday, 6:30 game. Thoughts on Worthington?
Worthington's always tough. You know, in the past they've been a section opponent for us, which is kind of a remnant of why this game is still kind of on the schedule. So, you know, nod back to our old Section 2A days, but you know, Worthington has played a number of teams really competitively. You know, they're sitting at an 8-0 record right now, so obviously they're pretty good. You know, they've beaten Austin, they've beaten Fairmont, two teams that have, you know, gotten the better of us, so it's definitely going to be a tough one, but very excited to get out there. They just kind of redid their stadium similar to what we did out there with you know, Hammer Field there. So they have turf in there and new lights and a new locker room area. So I'm excited to see that because, you know, that was another facility that kind of like ours was aging there and was definitely in need of a little bit of a facelift. So I'm excited to see the work they've done there. And, you know, it's fun to play Worthington. They usually have a pretty solid soccer team. So it's fun to play good competition like that.
Zach Luther, head coach, Albert Lea boys soccer team, our normal Wednesday guest here on KETE. Lost to Fairmont on Saturday 7-2. Lost last night to West 7-0. Again, Northfield in town, 7 o'clock start tomorrow night. At Worthington on Saturday for a 6:30 start. Zach, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the rest of the homecoming week, and we'll do it again next Wednesday.
Perfect. Look forward to it.